Opgewonnen. Dus hier waar ik moet oorskakel naar Engels toe. Jullie verstaan wel Afrikaans. You do understand Afrikaans, although you don't speak it.
we lost along the way.
Yeah. All right, welcome David. Welcome Naomi. Thank nice you. To have you here.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's interesting that we get to talk to you because when I saw your songs, when I saw your music, when I saw the write-up, I thought, oh, these guys must be from, I don't know, somewhere overseas, really not really from South Africa, and definitely not from the Lowveld.
Would you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, David, let me talk to you first. Tell me about the record label Ossia. How did you start the label?
Well, initially, my brother and I actually lived overseas in England. I was studying at the time there, and he was working at the time there. And initially, we started the label as a medium for us to release our own music,
mm-hmm.
because we were both in the music industry at the time. And it sort of started developing from there. By the time we moved back to South Africa, we realized that there was a potential to concentrate on artist development. And so it sort of took up from there, and we started developing artists, and yeah,
I've got a bit of a hiss on that microphone, so can I ask you maybe if you want to move over to this
sure.
one here so we can have a better line there. While Naomi, you tell us, how did you get here? How did you get involved?
Sure. So I released an album actually with Ossia Records in the UK. I think it was actually one of the first albums in 2014. So working a lot within the label, we do a lot of composing, and artist development, of course, production, and, so we all bring in different expertise into the label.
How did you end up here? Why are you here in the Lowveld?
I sometimes ask myself the same question.
I mean, if I listen to the music and I look at you people, you should be somewhere in Joburg or Cape Town where
I'll tell you honestly, it's the weather. No, seriously,
it's true.
We've moved all over. So we've lived in Cape Town, we've lived in Johannesburg, we've all lived in England. David spent a lot of time in Spain as well. But we've come back to South Africa and we've brought everything that we've learned along the way, we've brought with us. So we've built an international label, but
yes.
we have come back here to make it quite local and develop. There's so much talent in South Africa, but there's also not a lot of production going, not a lot of world-class production going on in South Africa. So, you know, we've sort of brought everything back and thought, you know, these guys are super talented.
What is the problem? Why? We recognize that there are so many talented people. We have people like the Castor Bridge Music Academy who takes people from and they try and train them and they try and give them. But what is the problem? Why doesn't the industry pick up on the talent?
I think a lot of it has to do with the lack of technology. So the development of technology overseas, you know, brings light to all these bedroom producers, and with that you get a great caliber and a large, you know, population of people that are able to create music to a very high standard. Here, all that talent is there, but it hasn't reached that stage, and nobody has, you know, not everybody has access to full-fledged studios and you know, the education or the skills to actually, you know, produce something, whether you know, the raw material is there, but to actually bring it to full, you know, fruition and bring out a finished product.
I think education is also key, because I think we're just behind the curve. South Africa's behind the curve when it comes to music education. I mean, we have brilliant, you know, classical departments and jazz departments and whatever departments at the universities, but when it comes to production, we're really lacking, and there's just not a lot of those skills being honed in on, really.
Yeah.
Is there a market for slightly off the commercialized music for those talents? Is there a market for it? I'm not even going to ask just in South Africa, but let's just say all over.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, you know, I mean, Africa, the world is looking at Africa right now.
Yes,
and Africa is really, really a hot topic in terms of music. So I would say definitely off the beaten track. It depends on how far you go off the beaten track. You know, if you stray too far, you lose, you know, a wide portion of the market. But there's space for so much now with the likes of, you know, Apple Music and Spotify. People all over the world now can tap into any weird and wonderful genre that they like and, you know, basically listen to any kind of music.
Absolutely. And the world is looking at Africa at the moment. You know, you have the rise of all these new acts like Wizkid in Nigeria and Davido and those guys, and here locally, you know, it's Black Coffee is doing insanely well, better than he's ever done before, and yeah, the whole world's got an eye on Africa, and I think this is the moment to be focusing on this kind of thing.
Okay, why do we have a certain sound?
Yes, I think
absolutely.
So
absolutely, yeah.
And it's just something different. I mean, you know, Europe and America have dominated for so long. I think South America is also really interesting and very popular right now as well. This, you know, the Hispanic community there, and you know, that garners a lot of interest. But I think Africa, and I think the main players in Africa are really Nigeria and South Africa. And the sound is interesting coming out, and you know, a lot of good talent, a lot of good rappers, a lot of good vocals. There's some interesting songwriting and styles of production.
Yeah. I mean, the identity, I feel like, is still being found, is still being developed.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's you know, there are new subgenres coming out everywhere, and there's all these new styles coming out, but there isn't a solid identity, especially in the South African music industry yet. But I think that's just a matter of time. I think it's coming, and I think it's going to do well.
Keep that in mind. Hou dit in gedagte terwyl ons hier oor gesels, want ek gaan nou een van hulle liedjies speel. En dan kan jy ook hoor wat ons bedoel met die verskillende style. Wat betref wat uit Afrika uitkom en nou so 'n aanvraag is of mense wat reg oor die wêreld hierna wil kyk of na luister. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because the big question mark for me is you here in Barberton, or do you both live in Barberton?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you live in Barberton, you make a living from here, and that's the part that I want to delve into. How do you make a living? Can you sustain it just through your music, or do you have, is music more than a project? How do you make a living?
So I'm actually a musician as well. I play the violin, and so I have to commute a lot for gigs, because there's not an awful lot of gigs in Barberton or the Lowveld. So I'm usually in Johannesburg, Cape Town, often overseas. In terms of making music from sales of your music, it's very different to making money from live performances. So the music, the money really isn't live performances.
I mean, it's definitely one of the toughest industries. I'm not going to beat about the bush.
Oh,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
But you know, we're in the beginning stages. We're still developing. Making a living off of sales isn't exactly a viable means exactly, but. You know, when you're developing live acts and things like that, that's when it starts to get better.
What do you do? What is your sound? I read the press release and I saw the word jazz and I saw the word DJs and I saw collaborations. Right. What is it that you do?
So this particular group, Organic Lounge, is it's been going quite a while actually. All around South Africa, it's basically we are a collective of DJs and musicians. So DJ plays sort of loungy, you know, nice background kind of music, and the musician comes along and just basically jams over that. So brilliant musicians, saxophonists, trumpeters, whoever, Cape Town, Joburg, Durban, and now we have violin as well. So you'll hear in this track, it's featuring the violin. And it's basically just, you know, we create this really nice sort of summery vibe, and you know, play a lot of functions and parties and corporate events and whatever, and we decided, you know, this was time to, you know, start releasing our own music, and so this is our first single.
Okay, well, I think on that note we need to listen to this. The song is called Asambe. Do you want to maybe tell us what it is, what does that mean, while I get the song on here?
Sure. Asambe is the literal translation from Siswati or Zulu.
It
literally means let's go.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think actually Nomi wrote the song. So
well, we just felt like it was, you know, something that we wanted to feel good, make people feel good, quite laid back, give it a bit of a local feel to it. David speaks Siswati, so we hope it just captures a little bit of a feeling of, you know, let's go, let's do this, let's have a good time.
Okay, so this is your first single you guys have released yourself, your own record company. And let's listen to it. Here we go. Organic Lounge met Asambe. I want to ask you about that Siswati just now. Kom ons luister hier nou. Hier is hy, Organic Lounge met Asambe. I hated to talk over a song, but we're so pressed for time. Die liedjie waarna jy luister is Asambe van die groep Organic Lounge, en ons het vir Naomi. Naomi, I'm trying to do an American, but you're not even American, so I don't know why. Naomi in Afrikaans, en David saam met ons hier vandag, die twee kunstenaars in hierdie groep, en die liedjie Asambe. Daar is nog ander een wat ons nou ook gaan speel, dan gaan julle ons 'n bietjie meer daaroor vertel ook. I know you understand Afrikaans, but you don't speak it that well.
Not so well, no.
But tell me about the Siswati. Did you grow up here?
Yes. So I grew up here, and I grew up on a farm.
Even have an accent, an Afrikaans accent, or English accent, South African English accent.
Jeez. You know, I guess I've spent a while overseas, and somehow, you know, that just got mixed up. It's been, I think, six years overseas. So
how good is your Siswati?
It's fairly good still, you know. I try practice a lot, and you know, I still tune in wherever I am. I tune into some radio stations, like, you know, Liguala,
yeah,
just to catch up and stay in touch. Yeah,
how important or how what is the advantage of knowing an African language or the Swati language in the area that you live? Does that open doors for you?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it's always opened doors for me. It's always changed social dynamics for me. It's just been a great medium to connect with people, and that's, you know, that's always a great thing. So yeah, I'd say definitely.
Talking about great mediums, connecting with people, this song, there's no lyrics there. At one stage in the song, you get a bit of voices in there. Mm. What's that? What is the voices that come in there on that song?
It was funny. I walked into a little daycare center that's on the farm, and I spoke to some of the kids there, and I was chatting to them, and then I just took out my phone and started recording.
Yes.
And I was chatting to one of a little kid called Surprise, and I just ended up recording the conversation. And then as I was about to leave, he said, "Ngicela hamba now," which means, "Can I go with you?" I guess he was having fun playing with me. And I took that little snippet there, and I decided this could be just a cool little thing to put in, a song like this. It just works so well. So that's
Did you see on SoundCloud how people put comments specifically at that spot?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. People seem to react to that section specifically, which is great. I think it worked out really well.
And then with a violin that coming in there as well. I mean, that's a kind of song I can just put that song on repeat, or if I had a 12-minute version of that song, you could just keep on going and listening to that song, and it could just go on and on just keep on playing.
Well, that's the idea, is just to create a vibe, really. So it's taking you on a journey, and it's sort of relaxing, and it's feel-good music.
Yeah.
So when you're on stage, do you do a 12-minute version of that?
No, we
sometimes
we don't, but we sort of weave in and out of tracks, and we really just try to take the audience just on a journey.
I cannot wait to see you guys. Are you ever performing here in the Lowveld? Where, if we as general public would like to see you?
Sure, nothing lined up for the Lowveld. Busy season coming up in Johannesburg. We were just in Cape Town, but. We will, definitely put it out if you get invited.
I know of a perfect place. We have a little theater in somebody's house here in Nelspruit, and they do home productions, theaters. It's a theater style, small, and I think that's a perfect place where you guys could showcase. So I'll try and get hold of the people, see if they can give you guys a chance, put you on stage.
That'd be great.
Don't know what the audience will be like, but maybe that's something that we could. It's intimate. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where this song should be.
Yeah. It goes down well. It goes down well anywhere. I mean, poolside with a nice cold one in your hand on the beach.
All right. I want to know about your international performances, where you've played overseas, and I also want to know about the record company. Stick around. We're going to talk to you just now. David and Naomi by ons, hulle is van Asia Records, en die groepsnaam is Organic Lounge. Ons gaan 'n bietjie later na nog van hulle musiek luister, of at least van hulle kunstenaars, na wie hulle kyk. Net hierna.
Sensasie op die stasie. 105.
Sabatos vir oggend is Organic Lounge. Hierdie liedjie wat jy nou hoor, Asambe, is wat ek nou gespeel het, en ek gaan ons so 'n bietjie in die agtergrond hou. David is saam met ons hier en Naomi. Ons gesels oor hulle musiek, oor hulle loopbane. And I'm really happy to know, happy to have thoughts that you guys are international people, and this is a nice song from somebody somewhere in Europe or somewhere. And then we just hear in Barberton. I mean, hier in die Laagveld, I get goosebumps just thinking about that. Tell us about your international performances. It's clear that you can make a living from this. You can live here in the Lowveld, and when needed, people pay for your travels. You go and perform, you get money for it, and you come back and you can make a living from that. Tell us about that.
So I've been playing the violin pretty much my whole life. Diversified into electric violin and lots of different styles of music. So I take it into clubs and parties and other places where you'd expect to find it, such as weddings and corporate functions. So really any kind of a setting, I adapt the kind of music that I play. So if it's a club, obviously I'm playing club music with a DJ, and if it's a wedding, I'm playing sort of more lounge and background music, if it's a corporate function, you're giving a show, and in a more classical crossover kind of style. So by being eclectic, you open up doors to you know, different kinds of jobs and work, and this takes you all over the world.
I get the idea. You don't do it for the money, though.
Yeah, I know. It's in my blood. I can't do anything else.
Yeah, there's a passion there. You go on stage. Doesn't matter what they pay. You go and you play and you enjoy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you play, David?
No.
What do you do?
I've DJed for most of my career. So not so much any live performances other than doing that. But I mean, I've performed a lot with Organic Lounge as the DJ part.
Is this the kind of music that you would like to play as a DJ?
Oh yeah, definitely.
But David's the main producer for the label, so that's he's brilliant at that.
And on that note, do you have your studios rigged up here?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
we do. In the Lowveld.
Can so you believe it?
We have that quality setup here.
Yeah, we do. And as I said, we've been working on artist development and such, producing and sometimes writing for them as well. So, it's great.
It's amazing that you go into the townships, for instance. You recognize somebody who's got talent, who's got something.
Yeah.
You bring them into the production facility that you have with your expertise, and then suddenly there's something there.
Yeah, absolutely. So much potential.
How do they react to it? This somebody that you literally that never thought it would be possible that, let's call it an international producer or international studio, would knock on his door.
Yeah. It's hard to say. People react differently every time. But you know, most of the time there's a lot of appreciation and there's a lot of, you know, drive.
I think for any artist, it's their dream to get their music
exactly,
out there. And if
exactly.
somebody can help them to get their music out there, I think it's one step towards achieving their dreams.
Yeah.
I want to get you guys back in again. Tell me about Mocha. That's MO.CA featuring Beleni and a song called Take Me Home. Just who is this? Tell me.
So Mocha is actually a DJ duo based in Italy, believe it or not. But we basically got in contact to them through Beleni, who's based in Middelburg. So also, you know, small town. And she had a vocal over a demo track that we heard, and we thought, okay, there's some potential here. And we overhauled the track a little bit. I reproduced it, and it came out to this song. Yeah.
So this is one of Ossia Records' latest releases now.
Yeah.
Take Me Home is the song. Why... why are people like Sony and Universal Music and EMI not talking to you guys? Are they?
Not yet.
No.
I think it's a matter of time, to be honest. South Africa is quite small.
Yeah.
And at the moment we're just we're building catalog and
Okay, and radio stations like this is gonna help.
You guys are awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Listen, thanks for talking to us. So nice to meet you, and it's absolutely fantastic to know that you guys are from here.
Thanks for the support.
That's
wonderful.
Thanks,
we appreciate that. Hier is Liki, Take Me Home, soos jy gehoor het, Beleni, daar uit Middelburg, met 'n internationale DJ van Italië, Mocha. Hier is Liki. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
I wanna glide through the African sky.
Lekker om met hulle te gesels. Hulle is plaaslik. Hulle is hier uit Barberton, maar kan jy glo dat hulle skouer skuur met die internationale verhoor met hulle muziek. Ongelooflik, hè? Hier is Mokka met Bileni van Middelburg. Hè? En Take Me Home. En die ander liedjie wat ons gespeel het was Asambe. En dis hulle twee, dis Naomi en David wat die liedjie, hulle staan bekend as Organic Lounge en daai liedjie wat ons gespeel het daar. Amazing. Om met hulle te gesels.